Tony, so just after the Ulster Minor final here and carried off, ended up winning there probably comfortably in the end up. Can you just sum it up for us?
Ah, Dara, obviously disappointed. We definitely came up here thinking we had a good chance of winning it. You know, we had a bit of a breeze in the second half, or in the first half, sorry, and we were behind by 2 points, or 2 points at half time, and probably for maybe the possession we had at times, we you know, 2 weeks ago we were taking scores and they were going over the bar. These were dropping short and dropping wide, and listen, the breeze got up in the second half and we were always under the caution. Unfortunately, Ava Caulfield had picked up a knock prior to the match, and you know, she didn't have the influence that you'd expect, you know. And but listen, hey, no, we can't take it away from Kerry Duff. They were the better team in the second half and fully deserved to win it.
Yeah, just on that first half, you got the goal early on. It was looking good at the time. Then obviously the penalty came after that. But 2 points down at half time, probably could have been ahead if Ulita had scored that goal. Like it was a very close game in that first half.
It was, and we felt we were reasonably comfortable. The one thing we did warn the Gaelic side, watching Kerry Duff last year, you know, they're very good in the tackle, and if you bring it into contact, they'll turn you over. You know, now to be fair, I thought we had to work a lot harder for free kicks in that game until the game was gone, and he started giving us a few then. But listen, That's the way it goes sometimes. But we probably should have tagged on at least another 3 or 4 scores. And if you're going in with a bit of a lead, there's a different mentality in the dressing room. But listen, the breeze got up, and I thought Alicia was fouled over in the sideline where they got their second goal from. He didn't give it, and the ball ends up in the net, and you're chasing the game then. And we ran out of legs a wee bit, and it was disappointing. It was a disappointing finish in the second half.
Yeah, that was a bit of a big swing in the game too, because the game was still alive at that point, and it did look like it was. I think Alicia was probably tackled by a couple of people.
Listen, there was 4 guards around her, and listen, you can only tackle the ball as far as I know. Maybe I don't know the rule, but you can only tackle the ball, and they were clawing at her. Hey, the ball spilled out. He let it go, and the kick inside, and it's a shot for a point, and it ends up in the net. And all of a sudden, hey, you're 4 or 5 points behind, and you're chasing the game, and nearly the game's gone at that stage, you know. But I just felt, you know, not taking anything away from Kerry Duff. Kerry Duff were a brilliant team. They won it last year, but I just felt, you know, we didn't get a lot of calls. It seemed to be a wee bit harder for us to get frees, and we started getting frees when the game was over. But listen, that's the way it goes. And hey, Kerry Duff are worthy champions, and we'll have to brush ourselves down. And for 6 or 7 of these girls, that's the end of their underage career with Dunlow, but they'll move into the seniors. They're already playing senior, but we've another good crop coming up, and the aim will be to get back to the stage again.
Yeah, as you say, I mean, that's 3 minor county titles in a row, first time getting to the Ulster final. Like, it's the club is really on the rise going into the senior championship next year too.
Listen, it is, you know, they're still young. We were hoping to be the first Donegal team to win an Ulster club. You know, Terman were beating a final as well, but listen, if we go on at senior level down the years to the success Terman have, I would be happy enough with that, Darren.